Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Morning. Good morning, Kenny. Well, you're 6-6 now, and you got 2 weeks. And this is going to sound like some rousing speech or something like that. That's not what I'm trying to do. You're 6-6. You got 2 weeks. I think this is going to be up to your leadership because you got, well, are you ever going to pick Lamar Jackson off four times again? So, I mean, what the hell am I trying to say here? Are you ever going to pick him off four times? Four, that many. Four times. Three in the first half. He came away with 3 points in the first half. So I'd like to say, hey, you're 6-6, and you're still not out of it. And this is going to be, and it will be. It'll be a question of your leadership. It will be that because you got 2 weeks to figure out whether or not you're going to, you know, for the last five games of this thing, if you're going to try to get after it or if there's going to be more drama or if there's going to be more infighting and back channels and Instagram posts and God knows what else. And, you know, the grown 45-year-old men are going to go and fight each other over Baker Mayfield. Which one's it going to be? I mean, what are we going to do? Are you going to let the drama play out? Are we going to put out different stories? Are you hurt? Are you not hurt? What's going on with Kevin Stefanski? It's completely lost its focus. I go from the coach of the year, and it seems like it's a curse now, by the way. Have you ever noticed this? Does it not seem like it's a freaking curse now? I didn't even want the guy to win it last year because in the back of my head I'm going, there's something bad about this whole award, and it seems to be this way. And I got a coach who's guessing. He's just guessing. It's what it is. And you got the best run game in the league, and you ran the ball. How many times did you run the ball? 14 times with the running backs? He had one with Baker where he was able to do it, and that was the best part. He's as healthy as he's been in 10 weeks. He's very, very healthy out there. He scrambled one time, and he was like Mick Foley got thrown off Hell in the Cell. He scrambled one time, barely got touched. And like had to like look like he needed help walking back to the huddle.
He was hobbling back. He was hobbling. He was wincing.
Because I want to save it. If they go out and they get hammered in 2 weeks, then that Monday I want to roll up the sleeves and really get into it and get in a big visceral. But right now it's like, well, how the hell could you not? Because they had four interceptions. The defense that we were all skittish about coming in because it's like, well, we don't know what they're going to do. And Lamar Jackson's a hell of an athlete and a hell of a weapon. And this could be one where he just carves us up. And the defense went out there and played very, very well. Denzel Ward played well, and Grant Delpit played well. And Ronnie Harrison, who got hurt, like, what, four times? He played well. And John Johnson, the third, came up.
That interception was just freakish.
Boy, did he need that. And everything came up well. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is a stud, a certified stud. He's fantastic. He's all over the field. Jadeveon Clowney had the game of his freaking life and is slamming down the helmet because he's so frustrated he can't get to Lamar. And speaking of Lamar, like, there's things that's like, oh, I marvel and he's great and he's an athlete there. Can we just say the guy has a horseshoe and he's carrying it around you know where? Can we just say some of this stuff? Because I'm so damn sick and tired of there just being some throw-up pass, and here comes Mark Andrews down with it.
Well, we've seen some of the craziest. He's victimized us in the craziest of ways.
It's the worst thing ever. And now the only thing I'm asking is don't have drama and try to focus up because now you're coming back at home next Sunday, not this coming Sunday, but the next Sunday, and you would still have a chance to win and go to 7-6. And if you go to 7-6, there's a change. But I got a feeling I'm not going to get that because, well, it's the Browns. And there's always going to be some sort of drama. Like already last night, I thought people were joking because Kareem Hunt wasn't on the field, and whatever you want to call that, I can't call that a drive. That was just a four and out. But Kareem Hunt wasn't out there on the field, was he?
It
was Dearness Johnson.
Yeah, it was Dearness.
So people are sending me going, "Hey, Kareem Hunt's dad is on Facebook, letting him have it right now." And I swear to God, I went to bed thinking it was a gag. I didn't realize, no, Kareem Hunt's dad's really doing that. So you got Kareem Hunt's dad, you got OBJ's dad, you got Baker Mayfield's wife. I mean, this is like,
well, the Browns, turned, Browns have become varsity blues. Every family, every friend, they're all hanging out together, sitting there just ripping the team, ripping the coach, ripping the quarterback every single game.
You've turned into Tuskegee Central Catholic, where dad thinks Junior doesn't get enough playing time, so now he's going to let everybody have it in the PTA meeting. Like, that's what it's turned into. Judas Priest. You can't just be 6-6 like normal teams. There's always some sort of stupid drama that goes with it. It can't just be, hey, you know, we're 6-6 and this really sucks. We got to get in the foxhole and figure this damn thing out. Nope, there's always got to be something stupid. So that means the Thanksgiving dinners, by the way, throughout the Cleveland Browns with their families were very, very spirited conversations.
What's crazy is, as bad as they were offensively, once again, with all the issues, just being unable to run the football because teams, when they say daring you to run the football, I mean, they're screaming at you when they come up to the line of scrimmage with how many guys are in the box. There is no running the football in the NFL against boxes like that. Very few teams can ever pull that off. You might get a stray run here or there. With all of that being the case, you're looking at it, and all those penalties, remember the penalties in the first half was just disastrous all the way around. It was terrible football, both sides. The formations, the 12 men on the field, and we'll get into that because
I want to get into it right now.
That was unbelievable. You still had two possessions in the fourth quarter. One where you come in and you're down 3, and another on that last possession, you're down 6. The first one, 3 and out. Mm. The second one, 4 and out. You had two unbelievable opportunities to steal the game because that's what it would have been. I guess not necessarily the defense. That was earned. That wasn't stolen. That was earned. But the offense had a chance, despite all the issues, had a chance to steal the game. And they couldn't even get one first down.
No.
All I see around the NFL in college and in high school are when teams are down at the end of a game, all right, we'll give you that first down. We'll give you that first down. We'll give you that first down. They're threatening. Oh, well, it didn't go their way.
They had to score 6, not 3. So it wasn't even like, oh, we can't give you up this first down and that first down. They could have given you up this first down and that first down. You couldn't get this first down and that first down. Mm-hmm. The pass you completed was 6 yards, was only for 6 yards, and it was 4 yards short.
They threw short of the sticks, really, on both of them. The Hooper play, even it was a terrible drop. It was a good throw, but it was short of the sticks.
And I'm done. I don't care. I'm done with Austin Hooper. I'll pay Pumpkinhead $42 million because at least I can laugh at him. It's a much better use of funds. I don't care. I'm not getting anything out of it. The best news I heard, I did read, Mary Kay or somebody from Cleveland.com report that Njoku's interested in an extension with the Cleveland Browns and the Browns are interested in an extension with him? Fine, sign him up because I'm done with this whole Austin Hooper thing. That ended up being a bad one. And, how do you... I saw a legal formation. I got mad about that. You had 12 guys on the field 2 consecutive times.
The funny thing is, I don't know which time you're talking about because there were 4 different instances of this being an issue yesterday.
He had 12 guys on the field. Well, you had in the one moment here. Let's go through this.
Well, to be fair, they only had 10 guys on the field a couple times too.
They had to use a timeout, but there was only 2 seconds on the play clock, so the Ravens were about to get a penalty.
Yeah.
And they called timeout because they didn't have enough.
You quick snap on a fake punt, but then you didn't give the Browns enough time, and there's kicking footballs involved, and it sounded like a great big this and that. You don't even want to worry about that. We're just going to play 4th down and 2 again. Okay, we'll play 4th down and 2.
That whole sequence was bizarre. And of course, the fans were going nuts. They had no idea what was going on. Nobody knows the substitution rule in the NFL,
and they're mad.
And in football, most casual fans. Because even I had to look some of that up. I'm like, well, wait a second. I know you have a chance to sub, but at the same time, what is deemed a reasonable amount of time sub? Because the Browns were never going to sub. They were just sitting there on the sidelines.
If you have 12 guys on the field, the coach should be injected. No, if you have 12 guys on the field 2 consecutive times, the coach should be ejected. Because now you're just saving him from himself. I'm serious. Just eject the head coach. Go, no, you don't know what you're doing today. And you have to leave today. And that would save everybody a lot of embarrassment there. Because it wasn't just that. How did you have a legal formation on kick return? I've never seen that.
No.
It's probably happened and I just wasn't paying attention. How did you have a legal formation on kick return? You had a legal formation on a kick return. Because you couldn't get guys out there in time. You couldn't get guys out there in a kick return. You couldn't do that? Was there a TV timeout? It was after a score. How do you not have enough guys on the friggin' field on kick return? How do you do it? Freddie Kitchens never did that. Freddie Kitchens never did that. Freddie never did. I'm drunk in the 500 never did that. It never happened. I've never seen it. It probably has happened, but I was too lushed up myself up in the 500 to even figure it out. You didn't have enough guys out there. You had a legal formation on kick return. And, of course, they didn't take that. They declined that.
Right.
Baltimore did. You didn't have enough guys on kick return. But that, they scored. There was a TV timeout, right? The guy with the red gloves comes on like he's going to the ball. Mm-hmm. How do you not have enough guys?
It was an all-time bizarre sequence, too. It's like I said, nobody knew what was going on.
No.
You had both coaches. Stefanski was mad that he felt like they weren't given enough time to sub. Harbaugh was going ballistic because he just used up one of their trick plays, and they used it on a play that, you know, they ended up getting the first down. Then they say, well, there were whistles. You could hear the whistle. We all knew there were whistles, so we're like, all right, well, the announcers didn't realize it, but the play didn't count. Then they got up there, and they were determined to run a play. They were determined never to give the Browns the ball back there.
Legal formation on kick return. I mean, how? There's no excuse. There's no, like, you wouldn't do that for a flag football team.
Now,
flag doesn't have kickoff.
Yeah, is that?
I still think you'd have seven out there for flag football.
Is that the special teams coach's full responsibility to count them up, have them ready? Because there are guys that only play special teams. They're only on the roster because of their special teams prowess.
It's not like, oh gosh, they're not going for it. It's fourth and two. We got to get our punt team out there. It's kick return.
Mm-hmm.
The other team, see, these guys have been playing football, and this is the generation still of guys who have played with kickoffs their entire lives for the most part here. So when somebody scores, there's going to be a change of possession. The natural order of things is that there's going to be a kickoff, and that kickoff return should be on the field. We didn't get that right. They gave you a whole timeout. They gave you commercials. They had Johnson & Johnson ads. They had ads for Red Notice, fabulous new sitcoms, The Equalizer. Wait, that's a CBS show. What's on NBC? But they got Annie. Annie's coming up on Thursday. They had all
it's
the
live.
Big promo for Annie. Annie Live. They had that. I mean, they gave you plenty of time. They were singing Hard Knock Life, going, hey, get 12 out or get 11 out there on the field, whatever you're doing. Like, no, we don't even got time for this. You getting guys out there on the field. They can't quick snap you on the kickoff. It's the kickoff. They're kicking off. Like, hey, we got enough. Do I say this or do I sound too old? I'll say it. What the hell? We have enough smoke for everybody. It's a four-hour show, so I'm sure that everybody's mad about Baker, too. And he wasn't very great yesterday. Wasn't the worst he's ever been, but he wasn't the very best he's ever been either yesterday. And he's clearly injured, even though they're saying he's perfectly fine. Where it's just become the equivalent of, I didn't hear no bell. Like, that's all that's become. And so, he's as good as he's been in 10 weeks. That's as good as he's been in 10 weeks physically, health-wise. He scrambled one time, and he needs a walker to get back to the huddle. So we can talk about that. That's still, by the way, a responsibility on the head coach. I mean, what is going on here? Like, that is the most disappointing thing. Things are not perfect in football. They're not. The games are hard to win. They're set up to go against you, and you're just doing things that are nonsensical. Where it tells me everything has to go perfect for you to win a game, and that means your coaching staff is guessing. And that means they're not ready. Organizationally, they're not ready. You see how this works? Legal formation on kick return. Coach of the year. I mean, say it out loud, because it's just as bizarre. I just want to make sure, because when I say it, it's just like, Ken's crazy. You say it. I want to hear
you say it.
Well,
no, we obviously prioritize things that happen towards the end of the game, and you're right. It's opportunities, missed opportunities like that early in the game. The offense, you know, Baker finally connected on some balls down the field. They got Jarvis Landry involved. There were some good, really good moments there for Baker, and he looked like he was in a bit of a rhythm. And then I look at the numbers at the end of the game, and he's still below 50% passing. Like, the fact that I thought to myself, wow, that's the best Baker's played in a while. He was on it. And the numbers are still bad.
I
meaning
understand that.
If we're judging him on a curve now. Like, the fact that any other quarterback plays that game that Baker played, you're like, all right, that was a nothing performance. For Baker, that was the best performance he had had outside of the Cincinnati game.
But my whole thing is, if you don't have your wits about you at the end of the first quarter and it's a 3-0 game, how am I supposed to expect you to have your wits about you when it's a tight game and you got to go down there and get 6 to win and get the monkey off your back and get the 7-6 or 7-5? How am I supposed to expect to it when you have a legal formation on kickoff in the first quarter? And you turned him over 3 times in the first quarter. And he came away with 3 points. And I'll give Baltimore credit. Their run defense is great coming in, but did you try to establish anything? Because you played right into their hands. Right into their hands. I'm as disappointed in this coaching staff as I've been. Elite with this coaching staff. This is the most disappointing I've seen it.
And at what point, we didn't even mention the Jarvis Landry trick play. Didn't even mention.
Oh, my God. I blocked that out of my memory. That's right.
We all did.
All right, you guys, coming up next, Baker, Stefanski, something else. 216-578-0092. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.